So last week we saw how Sugriva spat on the face of Ravana and he came back to Lord Ram. Lord Ram said, "Where did you go?" He said, "I went and spat on that rascal's face." So then Rama said, "Why did you do that?" So then Sugriva said, "I couldn't tolerate that he had taken away Sita." So then Ravana told to Sugriva, "Listen, Lord Rama said, I made a very big mistake by associating with monkeys." Sugriva said, "My dear Lord, why are you so worried? Anyway, even if someone tells anything, they will know that I am a monkey. A monkey has done all these things. So it will not affect your reputation." Then Lord Rama said, "Now I want to send a messenger to Ravana." So then Sugriva said, "Any other monkey who is very much controlled other than Hanuman is only Angada. Hanuman has already gone. Now Angada is there, so we can send Angada." Who was Angada? He was son of Bali. So then Lord Rama called Angada. He embraced him, and then Angada fell, took the blessings of Lord Ram. He circumambulated. He did parikrama of Lord Ram, and then he went to Hanumanji. He went and he took blessings of Hanumanji. Hanumanji, he told that you were the first one who went to see Ravana, so you please bless me that I go and accomplish the mission. Basically, what Lord Rama had told to Angada, such a beautiful message, just listen. He told that you just see now everything is over. The bridge is constructed. So much efforts they made to do all these things. But still Lord Rama is so kind. He told to Angada that you go and tell Ravana that I don't want to fight with him. I don't want to fight with him. I don't want to kill the monkey. I don't want the monkeys to be killed. Nor do I want the demons to be get killed. Nor do I want Lanka. I don't want anything. If he gives me back Sita, you can also tell him that I promise to protect Lanka from any other attacks. So this is what Lord Rama told to Angada. Just tell him that if you give back Sita, I don't have any enmity with you. I'll go back with all my army. I don't want any destruction to happen. This is all you tell to Ravana. So now Angada, when he took the blessings of Hanumanji, Hanumanji told in him his ear that you go and insult him. Like that he told. So this way Hanumanji told to Angada. And then Angada, he flew directly into the darbar of Ravana.
He was also a scholar in speaking.
Yeah. So Angada, he flew directly into the darbar of Ravana. He went and sat in front of Ravana. And then Angada told to Ravana, "Hey Ravana, do you remember?" He said, "I am Angada, I am messenger of Lord Rama. Do you remember? I am the son of Bali. Do you remember Bali?" So then he reminded him. Basically, Bali, remember Bali, the brother of Sugriva? He did a very good pastime with Ravana. You know once what happened? Bali, you know what he used to do? He had a vow, a vrata. What was his vrata? That he would take his Shaligram Shila. Shaligram Shila means the form of the Lord in a stone form. He will take Shaligram Shila and he will bathe, he will worship that Shaligram Shila in four holy places in one day. Every day, in all the four holy places. What are the main four holy places? For Chardam, they say Jagannath Puri, Badrinath, this thing, Dwaraka and Rameshwaram. Who will repeat again? So these four places, you know, one is situated in different it was the vow of Bali that every day he would leap from Kishkinda to Rameshwaram and worship there, come back to Kishkinda. Again from Kishkinda he'll make one leap, he'll go to Badrinath, he'll come back. Then one leap, he'll go to Dwaraka, he'll come back. Another leap, he'll go to Jagannath Puri, come back to Kishkinda. So like this, he would worship Shaligram Shila every day in all the four places. This was his devotion. So, but you know what he would do? While doing this, every time he'll make sure that whenever he would jump from Kishkinda to say, to suppose Badrinath, he will see that, you know, Sugriva was hiding in a 4-mile zone, a 4-mile safety zone. In that zone, actually, if Bali comes, his head will be broken in 10,000 pieces. That was the curse he had. So what Bali would do, Sugriva was sitting like this in that place, no? So always when Bali would come, he would see to it that he would put his foot on his head and he would press him a little bit and then go. That is basically he would kick him. Whenever he would go from Kishkindha to Badrinath, Badrinath say back, again he would kick him. And again when he would go to Jagannath Puri, he'll kick him and go. While coming back, he'll kick him. So like that, Sugriva every day used to get 8 kicks. Going, coming, going, coming, going, coming, this way. So whenever he would go and come, he would kick Sugriva. Hanuman could not tolerate these things. So one day what Hanuman did, he caught Vali on his waist. When he was kicking him, he caught on his waist and he was pulling him down. So that if his leg also touches that place, no, Bali will destroy, get destroyed. That is why he was pulling his level best to pull him down. And Vali was trying to go up. Because he knew, if I go down, I will be destroyed. So it was, it was a very, this fight. They were trying, they both were pulling each other. He was going up, he was pulling him down. So like this, they were continuously doing. That time, Bali said, "Hey Hanuman, I don't have any enmity with you. I have enmity only with Sugriva. You leave me, Hanuman said, "You have to promise that you will not henceforth hit Sugriva, that you will not kick Sugriva." So then Bali said, "Okay, I don't have any enmity with you, but you just leave me, I will not kick Sugriva henceforth." So like this, when he just finished the combat with Hanuman, at that time Ravana, he knew the power of Vali. If anyone comes in front of Vali, his power would be reduced to half. Whatever his power is, it will be reduced to half. So then Ravana thought that I should not go in front of Vali, but at the same time I should conquer him. So then he thought of an idea. He thought, "Oh, now let me see how I can conquer Vali." So what did he do? He very without knowledge of Bali, he just went and he caught hold of the tail of Bali. And then he thought, "Oh, it is so easy." He caught the hold of the tail and he was about to pull the tail. But what happened? The tail start pulling Ravana. The tail start pulling Ravana. And not only that, and as I told you, Bali used to jump from Kishkindha to Badrinath, Kishkindha to Jagannath Puri, then back. So like this, for all the four places, Ravana was in the tail of Bali and Bali was jumping to every place and he was worshipping his Shaligram Shila. So then Ravana closed his eyes. Why? Because everyone was laughing at him. All the women were laughing, all the Charanas were laughing, all the Gandharvas were laughing. "Hey, Ravana is in the tail of Bali." So this is how everybody was laughing. So then Ravana was feeling very ashamed. Finally, when Bali finished all his worship, he came back to Kishkindha. He got his tail in front of him like this. That time Ravana said, "Please leave me. At least keep me in your hands. It is more prestigious rather than to be in your tail." So then Bali said, Ravana said, "I will not trouble you henceforth. You don't do any trouble against Sri Lanka. I will not come in your area. You don't come in my area." So they had a pact that I will not fight with you. You won't fight with me. So this way Ravana was released. But now Angada, he told to Ravana, "So hey Ravana, do you remember Bali or do you remember his tail?" So then Ravana said, "Okay." So then Angada said, "I just came to give you a message that whatever Lord Rama had said, he said that you please give back Sita and all this. Lord Rama does not want to fight with you. In fact, he is promising that he will even protect Sri Lanka." So then Ravana said, "Hey, what is this? All the monkeys are coming like ministers and talking to me. And they are telling me to give back Sita." So then he told Angada, "You better take your tail and run away from here. Otherwise, I will kill you." Angada said, "You will kill me?" So then you know what he did? He just removed his foot. He kept it down and he said, "You just move my foot." So then Ravana told to Indrajit, "Hey Indrajit, you go." So then Indrajit went. And what, yeah, he went and he used one of his hands. He was trying to move the feet of Angada, but he couldn't move. He slapped it. He slapped with both the hands. But even he couldn't even move. I mean, he was putting all his force. But he couldn't even move the feet of Angada. So then it was like an uprooted banyan tree. The feet of Angada had become like that. So then he gave up. Then Ravana came. Ravana came with his 20 hands. You know, 20 hands Ravana had. With 20 hands he came and he told to Angada. Angada said, oh, so you are going to move my feet. So then, I have lifted Kailash. I am so powerful. This is nothing for me. So he sat down in front of Angada and he started moving the feet. What do you think? Ravana could move the feet?
No.
He couldn't move the feet. Then Angada said, okay, do one thing. Just move my toe. So then Ravana thought, oh, this is more easier. So he tried to move the toe, only the toe of Angada. That also he was not able to move. Then Ravana sat down. And he said, hey Angada, from where are you getting all this strength? And Angada said, what same old question you are asking? Everyone is getting the strength from the same person. And who is that? Ram. You know, I am holding my breath on just the name of Lord Ram. That is what is giving me power. You saw how the powerful the holy name is? How powerful the holy name is? Just because of that, can you imagine? He could hold the full breath and he was giving that full power to his, to show how powerful the holy name is. Then Angada told to Ravana, Ravana, you better give up. I am the smallest monkey in the army of Lord Rama. There are very, very, very big monkeys are there. Big ministers are there. And not only that, your brother Vibhishan is also there. Lakshmana is there. All these powerful warriors are there. You better become intelligent. Give Sita and be peaceful. And Ravana said, Ravana was not ready to agree. So then Angada just flew away. He flew back to Lord Ram. He went and told to Lord Ram. I mean, before he could tell, Jambavan came in front of Angada. And he said, oh, so they could not, Ravana could not move your toe, no? Then Angada said, how you came to know? Jambavan said, I am Jambavan. I told, do you remember? Jambavan knew everything. Jambavan has been for so many Ramayanas. So he knew everything. So then all the monkeys said, hey, tell us the story, what happened there? So then Jambavan said, you go and meet Ramachandra. I will tell all of these monkeys the story. So then Angada went and met Lord Ramachandra. And he told him this thing that Ravana is not ready to agree to give back Sita. So ultimately, the fight is, we have to fight. So then Vibhishana said that we must protect Rama and Lakshmana. Because any demon may come any time and trouble them. That is why they constructed a fort of only tail. They constructed a huge fort. And that fort had, they say, some 7 floors. And verandas and balconies and courtyards. And it had everything. Rooms. Only with tail. Tail. Only with a tail. Almost a full fort was constructed. And it was even covered on the top. To protect Ram and Lakshman. And on the side, outside, Vibhishan and Hanumanji was walking side by side to see that no one comes and disturbs them. After some time, Vibhishan came to Hanumanji and he told to Hanumanji that I want to go and check inside whether everything is safe. So then Hanumanji said, okay. So Vibhishan went inside and Hanumanji was walking again side by side. He was walking here and there to see. He was walking here and there. At that time, Hanumanji, after some time, again he saw Vibhishan. He told, hey Vibhishan, you had gone inside, no? Vibhishan said, I didn't go inside. So then Hanumanji said, that you didn't go inside? So let us go and check. There is something fishy happening here. So they both, Hanuman and Vibhishan, they went inside the fort. And what did they see? Ram and Lakshman were not there. Now what happens, we'll see next week.
Hey,
Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.